House votes to make it harder to remove Speaker in approving new rules. A rules package that will make it harder to remove the House Speaker was passed in the chamber along party lines on January 3rd. The 215-209 vote happened hours after Republicans handed Speaker Mike Johnson the gavel, entrusting him with steering the party's historically narrow majority. Under the rules of the previous Congress, a single member of either party could force a vote on a motion to vacate the Speaker. The new policy not only increases that threshold to 9 members, but also stipulates that those members must be from the majority party. A vote for these rules means that only Republicans have the ability to call for the removal of a Speaker, Representative Jim McGovern said on the House floor. They're doing something totally unprecedented for the first time in history. They are changing the rules to take away a basic right of the minority. That's nuts. Representative Aaron Hoochin said the majority is simply exercising its right to make rule changes. I know it's been a while since they've been in the majority, but when you win the majority, you do have the opportunity to make the rules, Hoochin said. The motion to vacate change was the result of intra-party negotiations between two of the GOP's most prominent factions, the Conservative Freedom Caucus and the more centrist Main Street Caucus. The Freedom Caucus was instrumental in securing the previous one-member requirement in 2023 in exchange for allowing former Representative Kevin McCarthy to become Speaker. That deal was McCarthy's undoing, paving the way for his ouster later that year. Johnson survived a similar challenge last May, and in the run-up to January 3rd, it appeared he might not have the votes to secure re-election. But with the help of President-elect Donald Trump, he managed to sway 2 of 3 final holdouts to change their votes and elect him as Speaker. The president was real helpful, Representative Ralph Norman, one of those initial holdouts, told the Epoch Times of his phone conversation with Trump. His message to me, Mike is the only one that's got the likability factor to be elected Speaker. I get that. Norman said Johnson assured him and Representative Keith Self that he would fight to implement the incoming president's agenda and allow more voices at the table during spending negotiations. In that small room, he convinced me and Keith was a hard nut, and I was a hard nut, and he said, I will. I will do that. Just give me the chance, Norman said. Aside from bolstering Johnson's position, the 37-page rules package also formally dissolves the House's Office of Diversity and Inclusion, restores the use of gendered language, renames the Office of Congressional Ethics to the Office of Congressional Conduct, and redesignates the Oversight and Accountability Committee as the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Arjun Singh contributed to this report.